Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Why This Conversation About AI Matters for Teachers. There are a lot of conversations happening in education right now. Some come and go. Some feel important in the moment and then fade out. And then there are some conversations that feel different. They feel bigger. They feel like they're going to stick around. They feel like they're going to shape what comes next. And this conversation about AI, it feels like one of those. Before we get into it though, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I'm thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for is the opportunity to use my voice for good. That matters to me. Being able to share ideas, reflect, and hopefully impact someone in a positive way, that's something I don't take lightly. The second thing that I'm thankful for is the platform of podcasting. This space allows ideas to travel. It allows connection to happen across distance. And it gives a place for real conversations to exist. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is artists and the work they create. Whether it's a student in a classroom or a professional artist, there's something powerful about creating something that didn't exist before. Well, all right, let's get back into it. This conversation is about AI, and it isn't just about technology. It's not just about tools or platforms or what's coming next. It's about what we pay attention to. It's about what we value. And it's about how we respond in a moment that feels like it's moving quickly. So the topic, once again, is why this conversation about AI matters for teachers. And here's what I've been thinking. This conversation is shaping expectations. You can feel this showing up more in meetings. It comes up in conversations with other teachers. Parents are starting to ask about it. Districts are across the United States are bringing it into professional development. You might hear, how are we using AI in classrooms? Even when there aren't clear answers yet, that conversation is coming up. Expectations are starting to shift quietly. Then they become more visible over time. And when expectations shift, pressure follows. That's why this moment matters. Teachers are being asked to respond quickly. There isn't a slow rollout for this. There isn't always training before expectation. You hear about it and it's already showing up. A student might say, hey, I used AI to help with this. And you're responding in that moment. Some students are already comfortable using it. Sometimes more comfortable than we as teachers are. And that creates real-time pressure for us as educators. You are teaching and learning at the same time. And that's not easy, even if we act like it is. And not all of the conversation is grounded. Some of the conversation sounds good in theory, but doesn't match what school actually feels like. You might hear ideas built on perfect conditions or unlimited time and resources, or students who are all ready for it. And you're thinking, that's not my classroom. That y'all funky teachers, that gap, it can feel frustrating because you know your reality. And not everything fits that reality. That disconnect, it matters. This is about more than tools. It's easy to think, what should I use? Or how do I implement this? That's where most conversations stay. But that's surface level. This is really about what teaching is and what learning should look like. A student getting an answer isn't the same as understanding. That difference matters more now. Tools support the work, but they are not the work. There is a few underneath underneath the conversation, there is a fear. Let's talk about that fear. So there's a fear underneath the conversation that we're having here. Fear of being replaced. Fear of falling behind. Fear of not knowing enough. You might feel it when something new is introduced. Or when someone says, this is the future. It makes you question your role. It can make you feel like you need to catch up. That pressure, it builds. It builds quietly. And fear can start driving decisions. Fear is a bad curriculum and a worse guide for the future. I want you to write that down. It could be in a test, y'all. I'm going to say that one more time. Fear is a bad curriculum and a worse guide for the future. So underneath the conversations, that fear is real. And teachers need space to think, not just react. The instinct right now is to move quickly, to try things right away, to not feel like you're behind. But good teaching has always required thought. Reflection, it still matters. You might pause and ask, does this actually help my students? Or is this improving learning or just speeding things up? That kind of thinking is still essential, y'all. Funky teachers out there, it's still essential. Slowing down is still part of good teaching. Not everything needs an immediate response. See, in this moment we're in, this moment reveals what we value. Moments like this, it force decisions. What do we keep doing? What do we change? What do we protect no matter what? Maybe it's discussion in your classroom. Maybe it's writing without assistance. Maybe it's students thinking through problems. Those choices are not random. They reflect what we believe matters, and that matters more than the tools. See, what we choose to protect in education reveals what we truly value. Students are already part of this conversation. They are. Students are already using AI. They are exploring it on their own. They are figuring it out. A student might say, hey, I used this to help me write, or hey, I asked it to explain this differently. That changes the classroom dynamic because now the conversation is already happening. Whether we plan for it or not, we are responding to it, not introducing it. And the role of the teacher is being questioned. This question is in the background right now. What does the teacher do now? It might not be said directly, but it shows up in how people talk about AI. It shows up in student thinking. It shows up in expectations. That question matters because it shapes how others see teaching and how we see ourselves. Funky teachers, it affects how we see ourselves and how we respond moving forward. See, this is a moment to be intentional. This is not a moment to rush, not a moment where we should react without thinking. It's a moment to be intentional about what we focus on, about what we keep at the center. You might choose thinking over speed, or discussion over quick answers, or process over product. Those choices matter right now because they shape your classroom. The job is not it's not to compete with technology. The job is to teach what technology cannot be. So as I do a reflective close here, I want to say that wherever you are right now, whether you're trying to make sense of this, whether you're curious about it, or whether you're feeling a little unsure about what it means for your classroom, just remember this. This conversation matters, but how you respond to it matters even more. Because what you choose to focus on right now is going to shape what your classroom becomes moving forward. Well, if you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers to find this space. And as you go into your day, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.